Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah. Make it power, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a weird morning. I can tell. It's going to be a weird morning.
Compared to yesterday, it's going to be quite normal. It's going to be quite it's going to be very news-like compared to tomorrow. Or yesterday, I should say.
Compared to tomorrow, to today, yesterday. Who knows what day it is anymore? It doesn't matter. That was actually kind of the problem I had yesterday. So we finished up everything. And once I was all done with the work, got everything taken care of, I was like, all right, you know what? It's gorgeous out. I'm going to get the lawn mowed. Get that first one done of the season. So got that done. I did some pickup in the yard, you know, got some sticks cleaned up, moved some things around. And I'm like, you know what? It's gorgeous. I earned myself a beer. So then I had a beer, and then I had another beer. And I'm like, you know what? It feels like Friday. And that was the problem. Then you have a couple cocktails afterwards, and I knew it, too. As soon as I had that first cocktail, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to feel like garbage tomorrow morning.
Two beer, three beers, four beers, hit the floor. Boom, yeah, you're done.
That's not how it goes. It's one beer, two beer, three beer, floor.
Floor.
That's right. Usually not after three, though. Usually it's like 13 floor, yeah. And then it's on there, but... Anyway, it is 6:38. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Bon Jovi has pulled the plug on his summer tour with Bryan Adams. Though the shows were postponed a few days ago, today's announcement on social media says, quote, will enable ticket holders to get refunds to help pay their bills or buy groceries. These are trying times. You've always been there for us and we'll always be there for you. Bon Jovi closed the message with a note of optimism saying, quote, we look forward to seeing everyone again on tour when we can all safely be together. We will continue to send out news and updates on Bon Jovi touring in the weeks and months to come. I was actually thinking about this because Kiki and I bought tickets to one of our favorites, Chris Stapleton and Jason Isbell. Two of our favorite artists that were playing at Wrigley Field, so it's awesome. We bought those.
Zero refund. Nothing.
See, I don't know yet because it's in August, so I don't know what's they haven't. I haven't gotten anything in email yet saying, oh, by the way, it's been canceled or postponed or anything. Maybe they're thinking by the end of August it'll still be available. But then I was telling Kiki, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be comfortable at that point going and sitting and being in a big area in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. If you are going to go, just cross your fingers it's going to happen. Because I've heard, and this is multiple different, like football, college, just everything, basically.
Yeah.
And I think it's Ticketmaster, I think. No refunds. Sorry.
That's Ticketmaster, though. They have been ripping people off for years and years and years. They even got sued because of it.
Dude, some of these games, like, for instance, college football game, not cheap, man.
No.
It is not cheap to go to a college football game. Zero refunds.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how much money basically is being poured, you know, into Ticketmaster or the like StubHub or whatever it is, and nothing, just giving nothing back.
Yep.
It's insane to me.
That's Ticketmaster for you. A bunch of bastards is what they are. So we'll see. But as of right now, Bon Jovi and his concert is canceled. In other Bon Jovi news, after soliciting fans to submit videos with their own lyrics that complete his new song, Do What You Can, he posted three of the more impressive auditions. He's still accepting submissions from fans at hashtag Do What You Can. He'll premiere it Wednesday night, so tomorrow night on the Jersey for Jersey benefit with Bruce Springsteen, Tony Bennett, and others. So Bon Jovi, staying busy at least, trying to keep people entertained. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1947, punk rock pioneer Iggy Pop, who was born James Jewel Osterberg, was born in Michigan. He's a Michigan boy. I didn't know that.
Michigan man. Yeah. Michigan man. Does it say where? Where in Michigan? Or no?
It does. It just says in Michigan. I could probably look it up, but my one site that I always get my rock history from didn't say exactly. Let's see. Iggy Pop.
I wonder what if he was like Coloma, Michigan.
Let's see. Muskegon.
Muskegon.
That's
not far.
Muskegon, yeah.
Couple hours.
Iggy Pop, obviously, definitely a pioneer. If you've seen him now, though, that guy has spent so much time in the sun. He is a leathery old man.
Oh, yeah. his body is falling off his skeleton, basically. Yeah,
exactly. He's still
it's
going,
very
though.
Tan.
He's still going. I give the old guy credit because, you know, now he's 73, and he really hasn't slowed down all that much, which is damn impressive.
Does he have the little pot belly? It's not like a bear belly. It's just a little, you know, the...
If I'm in as good a shape as he is at 73, I'm going to be very happy. But, yeah, you get up on stage, you're like, wow, that old guy, what's he doing? Oh, that's Iggy Pop. So there you go. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.
Brock.